This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden this morning will convene the fourth virtual leader-level meeting of major economies forum on energy and climate. Later today, Biden will meet with President Gustavo Petro of Colombia in the Oval Office. The Senate on Capitol Hill will convene this morning and resume consideration of S-870. The Fire Grants and Safety Act reauthorizes an increase in money to the U.S. Fire Administration until 2030. If approved, the $95 million for USFA would represent a nearly $20 million increase from current levels. Former President Trump's attorney is arguing against Trump having to attend next week's rape and defamation trial involving columnist E. Jean Carroll.
In a letter to the judge on Wednesday, Joseph Tacopina said that his client wants to appear at the New York trial, but his appearance would be a burden on the city and the court, adding that there's concern of logistical and financial burdens. Carroll has accused Trump of raping her in a dressing room at a Manhattan department store in the 1990s, which Trump denies. I'm Skip Kelly.
An IRS supervisor has told lawmakers he has information that suggests the Biden administration is improperly handling the criminal investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and is seeking whistleblower protections to come forward. A letter by the whistleblower sent to Congress this week says a career Internal Revenue Service criminal supervisory special agent has information that would contradict sworn testimony by a senior political appointee. The supervisor also has information about failure to mitigate clear conflicts of interest in the ultimate disposition of the case. The Oakland A's Baseball Club announced it has signed a binding agreement to buy land for a future baseball park in Las Vegas, Nevada. The club says they tried to stay in Oakland, but they are now shifting focus on a southern Nevada home. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tornado warnings were issued last night in six states in the central part of the nation. Several tornadoes swept through Oklahoma.
Twisters were reported touching down in Cole, Shawnee, and Tecumseh, not far from the National Weather Service Severe Storms Forecast Center, where meteorologist Evan Bentley says
there was a pretty strong tornado just southwest of us here in Norman. It started maybe around 20 miles southwest of us and dissipated about 4 miles southwest of the National Weather Center where we're operating here. So it definitely had us on edge a little bit.
Two people were killed in the storms near Cole, Oklahoma, which seems to have taken the heaviest damage. I'm Skip Kelly.
A New York woman convicted of attempting to kill her doppelganger friend by giving her a piece of poison cheesecake and stealing her identity and property was sentenced to 21 years in prison yesterday. 47-year-old Victoria Neserova of Brooklyn, New York, was convicted by a jury in February. The sky over Western Australia turned dark for about 60 seconds today when the moon cast a 40-kilometer-wide shadow over the area. The total solar eclipse was part of a rare hybrid eclipse, which occurs only a handful of times per century. It was also visible across other parts of the Asia Pacific. SpaceX has launched Starship moments ago, the world's most powerful rocket ever. Five of the 33 engines did not fire and was intentionally exploded mid-flight. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Grover Norquist joins us now. He's the Americans for Tax Reform president. Hey, Grover, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, did you hear about those not-so-patriotic millionaires? There's about, 15 to 20 left-wing millionaires, right? And this includes Abigail Disney, Roy Disney's granddaughter, the former BlackRock whiz kid, Morris Pearl, who attended a Washington press conference. This happened on Tuesday in front of the Capitol. And they're urging Congress, you've got to raise taxes to 90% on the super wealthy. I mean, here they are, you know, putting it on themselves. These band of patriots, they call themselves the patriotic millionaires who are concerned about income inequality, because that's the cool thing to be concerned about, right? Well, there's a video there where they asked the question. They said, okay, well, be the example. Pay up, sucka. Oh, pay your 90%. They didn't like that. They got a little upset. Because somebody dared call the question on their hypocrisy. Is that incredible?
It's incredible. It's also par for the course.
Yes.
10, 12 years ago, they were in town and they came to our, they came to meet with me, and we sat around a table, and they wanted to let me know that they wanted to pay more in taxes, and they had somebody there with a camera so they could tape their interview. And I said, well, you know, at the federal level, there is a line on the tax code where you can actually pay more.
Right.
Okay? Doesn't have to be the 90%. You could pay 80, you could pay 70, but you could, you could pay $5. You could pay something else. How much do each of you pay? And none of them took advantage of that line. There are six states, Massachusetts, where I lived prior to emigrating to the United States. In Massachusetts, they have a line. Would you like to pay more? If so, put it right here. John Kerry, the senator from that state who liked raising other people's taxes, when he sort of made his taxes available, you saw that he didn't pay.
Right.
And said more. So, you know, if somebody wants to pay more, it doesn't have to be the 90%. They can pay any amount they want. And are they hypocrites? Yes. Are they out there knowing that they'll never be called on this? Yes. Do they go back and tell all their friends in the penthouse suites how cool they are? Yes. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know, the same thing came up how many years ago with Warren Buffett, remember? Because he was, you know, the big complaint was that his secretary pays more than taxes than he does. And he kind of came along and came alongside and echoed that. But I didn't see him fill in the line item. And then, of course, here this past week, we got a chance to see Joe and Jill Biden's tax returns. I didn't see that line filled in, although I will say this about Donald Trump. I think he didn't accept a salary for president, right? Every time he got paid,
correct,
he gave it to, right, go ahead.
He gave it to some charity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, or some government. I mean, you got to be careful. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, it's your money. You got to give it, and then you got to go through this this process about reassigning your government check to, you know, just to an entity, and maybe it was even, I think, a department within the government that needed some help or something. I don't know. There was a couple of, you know, different investment or at least deposits that he had made, and doggone, but you know, people don't want to talk about that, right?
No, it's, look, taxes are too high on everyone. The left decided to focus on inequality after 50 years of failing to solve the problem of poverty, which they said they knew how to do. There's a speech that Lyndon Baines Johnson gave up at the University of Michigan, and it's only 2-3 pages long, and it's complete gibberish.
Yeah,
it doesn't mention work or anything like that. We have a society, and we're going to have, you know, we're going to live in the mountains and valleys, and this was from which they said we're going to end poverty because we know how to end poverty. You end poverty by stealing money from people who earned it and giving it to people who didn't, and then the people you give the money to will then develop a strong work habit by giving them money they didn't have to work for.
Because we look back and we can see by the imperial evidence of history that that's always worked, right? We've got evidence of that, right?
Yeah, what's really odd is that poverty is what happens if you don't have capitalism. Poverty is what happens if you don't have property rights, if you don't have freedom of contract. That's the natural state of things. The oil stays under the ground.
Right.
The tree just sits there and looks at you. And the house doesn't get built.
Grover, you're touching on something that's so important here. I want people to really catch this. Because think about it. Think about the history of capitalism and what this country has done. It has lifted more people out of poverty than any other country in the history of the planet. Has it? Is that a false statement or is that true?
No, it's certainly true, but even more recently, China and then India to a lesser extent, from the 70s up till now when they started moving back in the opposite direction, they used to have a situation where you made a certain amount of wheat, and then after that you gave everything to the government. Well, guess what? People made a certain amount of wheat, and then they didn't really care how much they made after that, and people didn't do very well. So, okay, tell you what we'll do instead. Here, you give us a certain amount of wheat, and you get to keep 3/4 of everything you make after
beyond that. Right.
Give us the first 100 pounds, okay? And that's when, over the course of a couple of decades, their standard of living rose dramatically. And they also had basically it said being rich is patriotic was their slogan, and then they celebrated success. Well, now they're sort of clamping down and acting a little more like the Soviet Union, and a lot of their companies are being now run by the government, which is giving them all sorts of problems. But that period of growth they had was all because they were mimicking American success in
exactly
tax rates. And they still, by the way, have fairly low tax rates. Joe Biden's tax increases, the ones he wants to put in that he hasn't yet put in, would make Americans have twice as high a capital gains tax as communist China now, and a higher corporate income tax than China now, and would take our personal rates down, up to rates we haven't seen since 1986.
And at a time when we need manufacturing to come back to the United States, now we're telling the manufacturers, wait a minute, don't put anything on the boat. Leave it right where it is, because if you come back to the United States, we're going to beat you up with regulations and taxes. Boy, that makes you warm and fuzzy. You know, the thing is, again, you know, as you addressed, which is so important, and I just really, I'm hoping our audience can catch this. The Democrats said they knew how to solve poverty. Here we've spent, and I had this conversation with Bob Woodson, Grover, not that long ago. And I said, Bob, we've spent something like $25, $30 trillion since the mid-60s on the war on poverty. What are we doing? How much better are we as a result of all this money we invested? He's negligible. I said, why? He said, Bill, you got to understand, 70% of that investment, you know where that goes to? And I said, tell me. He goes, it went to the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats got the money. And this is why we are where we are with poverty today. And people are so frustrated. And it's capitalism versus socialism. Capitalism raises, socialism declines. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
G'day. I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Hey, as promised, he's back with us, Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Well, Grover, you write that the $80 billion expansion of the IRS, that's $80 billion, with a B, ladies and gentlemen, okay? I mean, I know that sometimes it's still hard to get your brain around the kind of money this government is throwing around, especially in light of all the inflationary headwinds that we're dealing with. And it's tough. There's no question about it. You know, Grover, we got well over 50%. of America is, because of the Biden policies and administration, are living paycheck to paycheck, sadly.
And Biden wants to make it worse. He has a series of tax increases he wants to add. But most of those tax increases will not pass because the Republicans captured the House of Representatives in the election in 2022. What will happen to average Americans is that Biden, before the Republicans took the House, Biden got the Democrats, every single Democrat, to vote for measures which will hire 87,000 more people at the IRS. They're going to do massive numbers of new audits. The Congressional Budget Office calculates that at least $20 billion will come from people who, the additional taxes taken from working men and women who make less than Biden said. He said, I'll never tax anyone who makes more than $400,000,
right.
They move
right.
It. It used to be 125 under Clinton, then it was 250 under Obama, now it's 400. But every one of those has been an untruth. They're going to get 20 million people from middle class, $20 billion from the middle class. They're not spending the money on services, meaning people answering the phone. What they're doing is for every dollar they put into somebody answering your phone call, it doesn't mean they solve your problem. And if you do what the IRS tells you to, one of the things that I always remind you is, we can't give you legal advice, and if you do what we say, it still may be illegal. We still may come after you. That's helpful advice.
Oh, yeah.
But they're spending $14 on people going out in the world to harass you for every $1 on quote-unquote taxpayer services. So there's going to be massive new audits. The IRS, while Biden was out saying he was going after billionaires, the IRS was just discussing a couple weeks ago, we're finishing up our new rules on how we're going to go after people who get tips, waiters, waitresses, barbershops. Okay, that's not billionaire territory.
Exactly.
The IRS is sharpening its knives for you and me, and Biden is giving speeches about how they're all going to go after Bloomberg or the Kennedy kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and we know that story. We've heard that before. But, you know, look at the numbers. At least what I'm hearing, Grover, is that the so far in April, the money the government has taken in is on the low side. And so this is really going to incentivize and send these new agents out with a vengeance. And they're going to be turning people upside down to shake out the last penny out of their penny loafers. I mean, this is going to be crazy. And like you said, this whole idea of, you know, 400,000, we saw it happen with, like you said, with Clinton, Obama. Obama lied to us three ways a Sunday. He was the same one that said that the Affordable Care Act would never go to illegal migrants. And here it is today, and it's going to illegal migrants. And Joe Wilson was right. Obama lied. And one of so many. I mean, they keep putting these lines in the sand that they have no intent of fulfilling. They lose credibility, and America has got to wake up and quit reelecting these knuckleheads into office that flat out lied to you. I mean, I don't know if you caught this or not. I thought this was really rich. Marjorie Taylor Greene kind of fired up a salvo over the bow of Eric Swalwell's boat and reminding everybody about his fun with Feng Fang or whoever it was, the Chinese spy. Oh my goodness, man! I'll tell you, it was fun. It was fun to watch, and it was especially neat when they asked her. You know, the chair says, "Are you going to take that back? Or are you going to agree to have it deleted from the record?" She goes, "No."
Yeah, some people shouldn't get up on their high horses.
Yes.
Because they live in glass houses.
Yes.
As they say.
Right.
I mean, this challenge, two thoughts on the IRS. The IRS, by law, is required under the Internal Revenue Service Restructuring and Reform Act of 1998. I served on the Congressional Commission that helped, you know, look at why we should do and what we should do. This is the law that came in some ways from our study. It said every year, the IRS should publish a report, all the IRS agents. What did you learn this year that could make it easier for people to fill in their taxes? What part
wow.
of the tax code is the most yeah. complicated? How could we work it better? Let's put this all together in one big report and make it available to people and to people who help other people do their tax increase, tax work. In the last 20 years, that law was 1998. They did it for a couple of years. But for 20 years, they have never done it since. 20
wow.
years. This is the law. Every year yeah. they're to do this. Their response when asked was, I don't know, that'd probably take two people, to do. They have 17 people who get our tax dollars, and all they do is labor union work.
Yes, exactly.
By taxpayers. They've got plenty of people who aren't working who could be doing that, but they haven't even tried. And worse, having told us for 20 years, we can't think of anything to make this less onerous. They want to volunteer. They're going to take $15 million. They've already stolen $15 million from you and me. And they gave it to a left-wing group to study whether the government should do your taxes.
Exactly. I was just going to ask you about that. What about that? How scary is that?
Idea. The left wants it. And when we hear the left starting to ruminate about something, we should immediately start digging a ditch and a little wall and
yes.
and mounting the parapet and making you say, this is where, because they always tell you ahead of time what they intend mm-hmm. to do. They
right.
really do. They tell you they want single payer on health care. They don't just want Obamacare. They keep telling you what we really want is something like some of the European countries have, where they have to ration health care because they don't have enough of it, like the same way they ration energy when it gets too cold. They intend to have the government know everything about it. They have to look at every single, the papers that you
can could you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to know everything about you. They send you a bill. Let's say it's $1,000 too much. You're going to hire a lawyer for $6,000 to fight that?
Right. No, of course not. We got about 2 minutes left here, Grover, and I did want to address, the IRS agent who is seeking whistleblower status.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us.
This is very big news. Reportedly, it's about Biden, and this goes up the chain to the Attorney General Garland, who, mm-hmm. thank goodness, is not on the Supreme Court. He was a non.
Could you imagine? Could yeah. you imagine? Yeah, I mean, every day I think about that. Exactly. I'm with you.
This was one of the guy who jumped the Republican Senate collectively jumped on that hand grenade and agreed that they would all take the flack they took from the establishment press for saying, we're not going to do this now. We'll do it after the election. Mitch McConnell just held a press conference and announced that they wanted to say we're doing it this way. And then he had to go and convince all the Republicans.
Right.
That's exactly what they were going to do.
Right.
They did. Grassley, they ran millions of dollars of ads against Senator Grassley of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they thought they were going to beat him on that election. Turns out it wasn't as successful an idea as the Democrats thought it would be. But
right.
they really pushed for Garland because they knew how left-wing and partisan he truly was.
Wow. So with this whistleblower, what's going to happen?
Well, he's applying for whistleblower status because this is in the news. I think it's almost impossible for him not to have it. I mean, if you just go and tell people stuff that's going on inside the government, that's illegal. But
mm-hmm.
now, if you do it for the left, they forget about it. If you do it the other way, they'll fire you. But you can formally request to say, I have something that's real.
To have whistleblower protection. And, of course, this all involves the investigation of Hunter Biden, right?
Well, that's what people are saying.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. Got to go. Grover Norquist, thank you as always.
One of the most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden this morning will convene the fourth virtual leader-level meeting of major economies forum on energy and climate. Later today, Biden will meet with President Gustavo Petro of Colombia in the Oval Office. The Senate on Capitol Hill will convene this morning and resume consideration of S-870. The Fire Grants and Safety Act reauthorizes an increase in money to the U.S. Fire Administration until 2030. If approved, the $95 million for USFA would represent a nearly $20 million increase from current levels. The Oakland A's Baseball Club announced it has signed a binding agreement to buy land for a future baseball park in Las Vegas, Nevada. The club says they tried to stay in Oakland, but they are now shifting focus on a southern Nevada home. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Doug Wilker is going to be joining us, the regional director for the AJC, as we talk about the 80th anniversary of the Holocaust. This has been the week that we draw a pause to remember what happened. Though there's still, surprisingly, still a percentage, a small percentage, but still a percentage of people that believe the Holocaust was made up, that it really didn't happen. Dov is here. He's the, as I mentioned, the regional director of the American Jewish Committee in Atlanta. He's been there since 2011. He's also the AGC's National Director for Black Jewish Relations. Dov, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me with you today, Bill.
Well, to pause and remember the 80th anniversary of the Holocaust, we do this with a prayer and hope that this would never happen again, right?
That's absolutely correct. In fact, just yesterday, we commemorated the 80th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. And Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, is in fact timed to commemorate the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Because it's not just about the victims of the Holocaust, but in fact, we also need to be remembering the heroes who fought back, those who stood up against tyranny and against Nazism and against racism. Because if it wasn't for those that fought back, everybody would have been killed.
Explain to our audience, because this is a bit of history that sadly is not passed on. You know, kids going to universities with their, you know, half a million, $1 million educational invoices at the end of their 4 or 6 year experience, you know, do not receive the privilege of this history. Can you share with our audience, you know, for this sake, for history's sake, the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising? What happened?
Right. So, one of the elements of the Holocaust was to put Jews in ghettos, right? To move them from their apartments, from their homes, and put them into small, walled-off communities. Mm-hmm. And the Warsaw Ghetto was one such community. It is probably the most well-known globally, but it was an effort to remove, to take away the spirit, to take away the feeling of pride, of individualism, of who we were as a community for the Jewish people, and to make us less than.
Exactly.
And so in 1943, people within the ghetto felt that they had to fight back. And so they were able to smuggle in and create their own sort of weapons to begin to respond and fight back against Nazism. And sadly, they were crushed. But the concept of the uprising is what is so important for us today.
Yeah.
The idea that hundreds of young Jews came together in a way to fight back, to show that they would not let the Nazis destroy us.
Yeah. And I'm glad you pointed that out, Dov, because it was the young Jewish men and women who came together, right? They led that charge. About 700, I understand.
That's right. The young Jewish men and women and men together, fighting for their survival,
mm-hmm.
knowing what was going on if they didn't, what was likely to happen to them if they didn't survive the ghetto, if they were to be put into a concentration camp, the likelihood was that they would be murdered. And so it's an important message for all of us today in the way that we commemorate the Holocaust, that when we talk about the testimonies of survivors, about, unfortunately, in the state of Israel, 14,000 Holocaust survivors died last year, right? As
yes.
years go on, as we move farther and farther away from the actual Holocaust, fewer and fewer survivors are able to tell us their stories. So it's incumbent upon us, the second, the third, the fourth, and in some miraculous cases, even the fifth generation of survivors, to be able to share their stories of survival and of perseverance, as well as the stories of their family members who were callously murdered just for being Jewish.
Dov, help me understand. You know, we see a lot of video these days on TV here in the United States showing Holocaust victims that are in abject poverty, that are just, you know, hanging on for a $25 box of supplies from Americans who support Israel based on, you know, for those of faith who believe that we believe God when he said, look at those who bless you will be blessed. Those who curse you will be cursed. And in that spirit, we support. But it's hard, you know, to understand why these Holocaust victims would be living in such abject poverty in Israel. Can you bring some perspective to that?
You know, unfortunately, poverty is a part of our society. It's part of any society.
Exactly. Right.
And about one third of Holocaust survivors today in Israel live in poverty. I can't tell you the exact reasons why those people live the way they do, but I can tell you that the government of Israel, the donors across, around the world, many non-Jewish donors, in particular many Christian donors, send money to support those Holocaust survivors. And I think that's the more important message. It's not about why they might be living in poverty, but it's about the support that they receive from the government, from those who want to help them.
Exactly.
That's the important message, because it recognizes that while they had to survive this terrible atrocity, that we still want to stand and support them and ensure that they live a life of dignity.
Exactly. I'm for you on that. To me, my biggest impression when I went to Israel was just how brilliant, you know, they are as a culture, as a people, taking land that was nothing, that was abandoned, you know, it was desert, and the technology and that they've been able to do to, you know, turn these desert lands into, you know, vibrant property, and that are growing things. And I think, gosh, you know, with their understanding and technology, why couldn't we get to the point of having something that would be more sustainable? You know, and I understand, because Jesus himself said, look, the poor are always going to be around. I get that. That's everywhere. But what are we doing and looking to the government to solve this problem? We were just having this conversation a moment ago with Grover Norquist. In the United States, the war on poverty, we spent probably close to $30 trillion, haven't moved the needle at all for all intent and purposes. So we're doing something wrong here, and we're a lot smarter than that. And I know the Jews are a lot smarter than that. And I guess more it's a challenge. So I sit there and say, what can we do with all this? You know, yes, I mean, you know, $25 here and there and donations and all that. And we everybody needs and wants to do their part. Again, in the spirit of blessing Israel, And happy to do that, because that's in our hearts and that's all part of the American spirit. But I think we got to be a lot smarter to find something that can, you know, help sustain the idea of how we manage poverty, because it's always going to be around.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to, I think it's just a, I'm seeing it maybe as a, maybe a little bit of a personal challenge. I'm not sure. I'm sharing it with you. You know, whatever. I mean, we got to come up with something, I think, at least have a vision of how we can have sustainability in managing the poor, because they're always going to be around. But we can't rely on the government, because the government messes it up.
Yeah.
My humble opinion.
I think you know, Bill, look, I'm not a poverty expert.
I know.
But what I can say is that, you know, what Israel has been able to do is remarkable, as you already said.
Yes.
And Israel, part of that is because of the region that Israel lives in. Part of that is the nature of being under constant threat. One of the incredible...
We got about 20 seconds left here, Dov.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, wrap it up.
Israel recycles 80% of its water, more than any other country.
Out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing extremely well. You know, I always feel better when I talk to you because you bring joy and brightness and wisdom and a lot of humor. So it's good.
Well, you always know how to make my day. Well, Dr. Ted, I'll tell you, the faith community is of heavy heart, you know, in with the news that Dr. Charles Stanley passed at the age of 90.
Well, Charles was a friend. You know, when I was in Atlanta, I did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I was head of the company that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television. We won an Emmy Award in a 37. But I was also asked to be on a small group of pastors who met with Charles every Wednesday, the day that you and I do this program.
Yeah.
This was back in the 80s at 5 a.m. And then because I was so busy, it moved to 4:30 a.m., which means that I had to get up at 3.
You getting up at 5 in the morning, 4:30? Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah. Oh, I do that anyway, but I didn't have to show up at his church.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went through some serious problems, but actually I've been listening to his In Touch broadcasts, and they are so excellent. If you want to know about the character of God, or if you want to know about somebody who could exegete the Bible, somebody who is so clear, Charles is incredibly, I'm not going to say was, because he is now, he's with his Lord Jesus. He was so, he was so solid in all that stuff. I recommend his In Touch programs and his sermons as some of the best preaching ever. Now, I never heard Spurgeon, so I can't go back that far. But at NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, some of the top preachers in the world speak. And, you know, I'd have to put him in with the group. I think he's one of the two or three top. Jack Hayford gave a great talk. Of course, Billy Graham gave a great talk. But Charles Stanley is one of the great. And if you haven't heard him, I recommend him highly. And if you haven't heard Jack Hayford, I recommend him highly.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no doubt about it. These are iconic men of God that we've been so blessed to, you know, listen to their sermons. And, of course, my prayer is that those sermons will be archived and we'll continue to hear them until Jesus comes.
I know. I was when I did the line. I'm going to get taken aside here. We had a tape library of some of the greatest sermons ever for the ministry that I worked for, and it got taken over by the wokes early. I left in 1982, and that ministry, they destroyed all those tapes. So nothing is permanent. You know, God raises up new people. At one point, I'm going to tell you this anyway. I was with the Billy Graham team. They were talking, what about when Billy passes on, And Billy's point of view on, you know, I'm not putting down anybody at the Billy Graham Association, and I know all the Graham people, or a lot of them. And he said, God will always raise up the next Billy Graham. God will raise up the next Charles Stanley. God will raise up the next Jack Hayford. All of this, we don't have to be worried about it. We don't have to hold on to the past because we've got the present, which is Jesus Christ in our life.
Amen.
And he will always be there and speak to us in a manner that we need in our generation. So I don't think this is going to be the end of the world, but I think we can honor and commend him. And as long as you can get his sermons, listen to him. Listen to him.
Exactly.
I think it'll change your life.
And the thing that's always what I find so wonderful about it, Ted, is that you will listen to these sermons, and he's long gone, and you think he's still alive.
Yeah.
Because that is the power of the Word of God, is it not?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Back today, I'm listening to Solitude, by Charles Stanley. I also listen to a lot of history.
Yes.
And yesterday, I was listening to Great Hoaxes in History, and that was interesting, too. So anyway.
Well, it's nice to have a little bit of amusement at times. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's talk about some movies that Movie Guide has been reviewing, like Lucky Louie.
Oh, Lucky Louie is, you know, it's wonderful. And I have to tell you it's wonderful because it's an old-fashioned movie, and my father was a movie star and starred in 62 movies. This is like a golden age of Hollywood movie. It's about a man who keeps thinking back of this 50-year-old bank robbery. He has a dream about it. And finally, this student who's getting a PhD or doctorate in criminal psychology comes to interview him, and the story is fascinating because to solve this is the most unsolved crime of all time in that town. They've got to recreate it, and it is just interesting, fabulous, surprising ending, everything you want in a movie with no sex, no violence, no nudity, nothing bad. I mean, it's like, you know, this suddenly you were seeing a movie out of the 40s and 50s, but a modern movie with some great actors who were B actors, but very important actors.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. Boy, another movie that seemed to come out of nowhere, based on a book written by our colleague Steve Dace, is capturing a lot of attention, Nefarious.
Well, Nefarious is a very good movie. I don't like horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like ultra-violent movies. I mean, I've been reviewing movies since 1985, so I shouldn't mm-hmm. say that. But you know, some of the biggest reviewers say they don't like children's films. I like children's films, and I like good films. But Nefarious mm-hmm. is a very important movie, mm-hmm. and I've had a lot of people. I've seen it, and I've had a lot of people who've said that it just changed their life. It'll help you understand that the adversary is still roaming about, waiting to distract you. Jesus defeated him on the cross, so he doesn't have physical power. He's not omnipotent like God. He's not omniscient like God, because there can only be one omnipotent. But he does have the ability to lie, cheat, and steal. And those lies can lead you in the wrong direction. And it's an extremely well, and Chuck and Kerry, who made it, have been good friends to me for a long time. And we have an article on Movie Guide about all the spiritual warfare that occurred as they were making this movie. It is a very important movie, but I'm going to give you a caution, a -2 caution. That's like an extreme caution for us, PG and a little bit lower. It's 4 stars, but PG, because it is scary. And if you don't like scary, look, The Passion of the Christ is one of my favorite movies. And my wife, who passed on last year, could not watch it because she couldn't stand violence. And I don't get angry with people if they don't like violence, if they don't like whatever. But, you know, you have to say different people have different choices. And Nefarious is very good. If you like horror movies, it'll be one of your best.
Well, and as you say, it's really appropriate for the time that we're in, because this is what we're seeing, Ted, is an increase of demonic activity. Let's put it that way.
That's absolutely right. But, you know, they have a another movie out there with the clear portrayal of heaven and hell that's actually the number one movie of all time, which is Super Mario Brothers. And the devil in Super Mario Brothers is mean and horrible and everything you would expect. But he also wants to marry the princess, which is like marrying the church, which is like stealing God's kingdom. And it's a very clever allegory. If you haven't seen it, you've missed the allegory. It is an incredible allegory about the battle between heaven and hell, done in a way that every child can watch it. There's no woke stuff in it. There's none of that. Mm-hmm. It's a very good movie. It's a funny movie. It's an action-adventure movie. You know, it's a Nintendo movie. But at the heart of it, it's the story of heaven and hell. And if you want that story in a way that your grandchildren can see it, Super Mario, and that's why it's doing so well, because it's...
Yeah, it's 400 million has it been, and counting,
more,
I think, right now.
Yeah. It's gone up to 600 million now, but, you know, this... Why does this resonate? Because we all have a God-shaped hole in our heart.
And
this movie actually shows the allegory. It's like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's like Tolkien. It shows the allegory. It speaks to that hole in our heart that we know these things are happening. And they may not get it. When I did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, some people didn't get it. But it's there. And it's there to just lodge in their heart and eventually come to fruition.
Yeah, those things, you trust the Holy Spirit, you know, to get a hold of that and just press it onto a person's heart, that, you know, that it is their appointed time to hear the truth of the gospel. And our prayer is that you would not miss out on your appointed time, because that is God ordained. You talk about at Movie Guide, about this study, whether or not Americans are still engaged in the Bible. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you address that.
Well, you know, the whole gospel is good news. And for a lot of time in the last few years, we've been focused on bad news. That's why I mentioned Super Mario Bros. Nefarious. These are all good news. And more people, actually, the decrease of people engaging the Bible has stopped, and it went up by 10 million over the last year. The number of people who credit the Bible, who say they want the Bible as part of society. If you look at that article and you go to the study, it is absolutely incredible. Mm. You know, it may not be up to 50%, but it's growing tremendously. And this is good news. And it's good news because people are searching and they need the Bible.
They're hungry. Yeah. They're like the Jesus Revolution pointed out. They're getting desperate, Ted, I think. And we got to leave it right there. As always, parting is such sweet sorrow, as they say. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Ted, God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Have a great week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?